is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1.
I've tried everything that I could in my life for this world.
Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Hello, and welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Folk didn't want him in there. By Levitical law, he could not socialize himself with anyone or any worship activities. He had to stay on the outside of the church. Although he had a desire to come in, there were folk inside, if he would have came in, would have looked down on him. That's why so many people don't come now. Because we super saved saints want to look down on them when they come in. Yes, some may come in reaping with alcohol, but we can't look down on them because you drank the same thing. You just cleaned yourself up before you showed up. We cannot be the type of people who would look down on anyone because of how they look, because of how they smell. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know how the Holy Spirit been working on them and told them to come to the house of God. It could have made up in their mind, no matter what, I'm going to go and give my heart to God. But then here we show up. He came when church was over. But can I get a praise now? One thing I love about Jesus, he'll still meet you where you are even when church is over. How many can testify he did some great things for me? And all the things he did was not in the church. It was on my job. He blessed me. I was driving my car. He blessed me when I was on my hospital. He blessed me. Is there anybody can testify and say he can bless on the outside of the church? I've got my greatest blessings after the benediction. He came to Jesus. Let's look at his case. Let's look at leprosy. Let's look at this leper. By Levitical law, he had to stay within 100 feet from anyone. And when they come within his vicinity, he had to cry out unclean that they may move, because leprosy was a very contagious disease. It affected the whole body. It begins with pain and fatigue. Then scaly spots begin to develop all over the leper's body. His appearance would be altered. Stench, a pus, would be given out no matter where he goes. And he began to be so altered until he had the look of a lion. His fingers would fall off and become numb and null. And then he would have to rip his clothes. Then we know that he is a leper. So let's look at it. He couldn't be with his family. He couldn't be in society. He couldn't come to worship. He was isolated. He was all by himself. But yet, in spite of how people thought or looked at him, he came to Jesus. Let me say it again. Church folk ain't want to have nothing to do with him. They wouldn't let him get in the choir. They wouldn't worship. They wouldn't let him do anything. But guess what? When he came to Jesus, Jesus didn't turn his back on him. Weren't you glad the day you came, you didn't have it all together, but he didn't turn his back on you? The day you came, you was all of that. You wasn't all of that in a bag of chips, but he didn't turn his back on you. The day he came, they had already counted you out, but Jesus had already counted you in. Is there anybody can testify and say, I'm glad he didn't turn his back on me? He came to him. Now watch this. Watch this. Here's your praise cue. Watch this. This outcast man, in verse 40, came to him. Look at the text. It's right there. If you haven't closed your Bibles or tore it out. He came to Jesus beseeching, which means begging. And he came kneeling. Now these are the folk. This is the man that the church folk didn't want to have nothing to do with. But to go back to verse 39, you don't see nobody in church kneeling at all. But when Jesus walked outside of the church, he found the outcast kneeling before him. Oh, y'all ain't get what I'm saying. Sometime for God to really get what he want, he got to walk outside the church, because we already think we have arrived. But when he go on the street corners and find the woman still walking the street, she'll kneel before him. When he go on the street corners and find the drug addict that's homeless, he'll kneel before him. And what's wrong with us? We're supposed to have everything together. If anybody ought to be praising the Lord, it should be the saints of God. Is there anybody here can testify and tell your neighbor, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to wave my hand. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to lift my voice and praise him. Because if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, is there anybody know that had the had not been? If it had not been for him, he came kneeling before him. And he asked, if thy will, can you make me clean? See, a lot of us don't pray this prayer. Because if you ask God to make you clean, you got to first admit you're dirty. A lot of us know scripture, but you're still dirty. We on the deacon board, in the pulpit, in the choir, ushering, sitting in the seat, but we're still dirty. I see you sitting out there, church member, prim, proper, and correct, but you're still dirty. Hair looking all good, dress all good, suit all clean, but you're still dirty. Tell your neighbor, you look good, but you're dirty. Now watch who you tell that to. Now everybody here not saved. They might take it personal. We are all dirty. And I'm going to say it. I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. Why is it that another piece of dirt think they are better than another piece of dirt? You might be driving a 2017, but the only thing driving in is dirt. You might be living in a two-story house, but the only thing living in it is dirt. You might have a large bank account, but it's only owned by dirt. Because when you die, you're going to go back to which you came from. That is dirt. That's why he said, Lord, make me clean. Because I've got some dirt on me. The word is out that he can clean up your mess. And all the mess you got in, you can't blame everybody. Sometimes we walk into the mess ourselves. But aren't you glad that no matter how dirty you are, he can clean you up? Some of us have taken showers, take showers in the morning, and you think you're all clean, but get a rag and right behind your ear. Since you got out the shower, some dirt have got on you. See, every time God cleans us, we get into the atmosphere and more dirt get on us. That's why we need to take an ecclesiastical divine bath every day. And you ain't got sense enough to wash yourself. It's just like a little baby. Do you put the baby in the water? And the parent would wash the baby. See, Jesus got to wash us. And you know why I can raise my hand? Because I'm sure. Y'all didn't even get it. I'm sure he just cleans me. I'm sure he's forgiven me. I'm sure he's given me a brand new start. I'm sure that he is my God. Can you raise your hand if you're sure? Just raise it and say, Lord, I thank you. He said, I want to be clean. He said, clean me up. And when Jesus looked at it, watch this, y'all. Just about through. Watch this. When Jesus saw him, he was moved. In verse 41, with compassion. Why was Jesus moved? Can I tell you the truth? The reason why he was moved is because the leper was honest. See, God can't work with you, on you, or through you as long as you're lying. I don't think wrong. I don't do wrong. I spend my whole day thinking about the Lord and what. Quit lying. No, you don't. Stop lying. God can't work with you like that. God need to get some truth out of you. Oh, Lord, the day on my job, I sure enough wanted to hit my supervisor, but I didn't. And see, if you're not clapping on that, you might be the supervisor about to get hit. Where I'm trying to get you in the text, you got to be real with God and real with yourself before God can do things with you in your life. Tell God your weaknesses. Tell God your temptations. Tell God how you failed and miserably, and watch God work things out with you. Is there anybody can testify and say, when I got on my knees and told God the truth, he began to work with me and work on me. I became a better person because I told him the truth. He was moved with compassion. Now here comes your praise cue. When Jesus was moved, why keep your Bibles open? Because this is getting ready to bless you. When he was moved with compassion, look what he did. Put forth his hand and touched him. Y'all just missed it. When nobody else would touch him, Jesus touched him. Nobody else would conversate with him. Jesus had a conversation with him. What I'm trying to tell you, don't look for the get out of man only what God can do. You see, what we want to do, we want man to complete us. But only God can complete us. And the society didn't want to have nothing to do. But Jesus said, if they don't want to touch you, then I'll touch you. Have anybody ever been touched by Jesus? Your life will never be the same. You can tell the people who've been touched. Because you don't have to beg amens out of them. You don't have to sweat great drops of blood to get them to worship. Because when Jesus touched you, you can't help but say hallelujah to his name. Every time you hear the name Jesus, something happens to you. When nobody didn't want to have nothing to do with me, Jesus came my way. Look, he says, and he touched you. He touched him, and then he said, I'm going to give you what you want. He says, be thou clean. Boy, can you imagine when he looked at himself? His hands looked new. He looked at his feet. They did too. He looked at his arms and said, oh, Lord, I'm a brand new person. He looked at his heart and said, my heart even feel better. He looked at his mind. He started thinking how good God had been to him. And he said, oh, Lord, since I've been in touch with Jesus, my life has changed. And Jesus said, look, when Jesus spoke in verse 42, the leprosy departed from him and he was clean. But then Jesus told him something. He said, now go on your way. He says, go show yourself to the priest. But don't tell nobody what happened. By Levitical law, hear me good. In Levitical law, in the book of Leviticus, chapter 15, you will discover that a leper, once he's been cleaned, he has to be cleared by the priest to get back into society. So Jesus says, don't say nothing, but go straight to the priest and show yourself. And I can imagine Reverend Slaughter and Reverend Tyson, when he was on his way, people were looking at him. Is that the leper? He didn't, I ain't gonna say nothing. He told me don't say nothing. People started looking. Is that the leper? He told me don't say nothing. I can't say nothing. People start staring. He said, well, since you're looking, I said I wasn't gonna tell nobody, but I just can't keep it to myself. Yeah, it's me. Can I bring it closer to 2017? Since you're looking, yeah, it is me that used to be on drugs. Yeah, it is me that used to walk the street. Yeah, it is me used to party all night long. Yeah, it is me who denounced God. Look at me. I am a testimony that God is still good. He said, don't say anything. Let me educate you on this, and we're going to close and go home. Why on certain occasions that Jesus told some people, don't say anything? Because he didn't want the people to just see him as a miracle worker only. But he wanted them to see him as the Messiah. He didn't just want them to come to him for miracles, but come to him because of who he is. And I wonder this morning, do you praise God for who he is? Or does God have to do something out of the norm for you just to say amen? God don't have to do anything out of the norm for me. But if he wake me up this morning, that's good enough for me to say, Lord, thank you. We just buried my cousin on yesterday. She died in her sleep. My mother and my grandmother taught me, they said, baby, when you're sleeping, you already got one foot in the grave. So when God wake you up in the morning, you should say, Lord, thank you. And I wonder, how many of us today, when you woke up this morning, you say, Lord, thank you. I've got pains in my body, but Lord, thank you. I don't know what's going to happen next week, but Lord, I still say thank you. The leper, he began to tell everybody what the Lord had done for him. And when he told everybody, what the Lord had done for him. People from all over the place begin to start running to Jesus for healing. You know what, Mount Zion? The word is out. Then he's our help in the time of trouble. What word is out? Psalms 34 and 17 said, the righteous cry, and the Lord, he hears our cry, and he delivers us out of our trouble. The word is out, says, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am God. He said, I will strengthen you, I will help you, and I will uphold you with my right hand. But then there's another word out. The word is out that he is a healer. All along Jeremiah in chapter 17 and verse 14 put a word out on the Lord. He says, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. But Isaiah, he put another word out. He says, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was on him. And with his stripes, we are healed. The word is out that he answers prayer. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. He says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known. But then, with prayer, there's another word out. If you really want me to answer your prayer, he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. There's another word out. The word is God. He can be trusted. The word says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. The word says, cast all your cares upon the Lord because he cares for you. But can I give you one more? The word is out. He can forgive you of your sins. If I confess my sins, he is faithful and just to forgive me of my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Mount Zion, can I tell you one thing? The word is out that them people in Mount Zion, they don't mind praising the Lord. The word is out that those people in Mount Zion, they'll stand on their feet and give God a praise. Now somebody came here this morning because the word is out. Won't you make the word true? When they leave this place, they'll say, they wasn't lying. I went to Mount Zion, and those people, they love the Lord with all of their heart. I went to Mount Zion and I saw people standing up, waving their hands and saying, "The Lord, it's been good to me." Is there anybody here? No, the word is out that he died one Friday. The word is out, they nailed his hands. The word is out, they nailed his feet. The word is out, he died on a rugged cross. The word is out, they put him in a borrowed tomb. But there's a word I'm glad that came out, 'cause early the word came out of the grave. The word said, "All power is in my hand." Tell your neighbor, I'm praising the Lord, 'cause the word is out. I should bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. The word is out. I need to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Is there anybody here? I borrow you just 1 minute. Stand on your feet. Grab your neighbor by the hand. Say, "Neighbor, I've been up and I've been down. Neighbor, I've been level to the ground." Go on and tell them. Say, "Neighbor, there were times in my life I didn't know that I was gonna make it, but oh neighbor, the Lord's been good to me. Ah, he made a way out of no way." Do you know the word is out? They're trying to count you out, but tell your neighbor, he keeps on making a way for me. Ain't he good? If you know he's good, just say yeah. If you know he's good, wave your hand. If you know he's good, say yeah. Say yeah. Ah, yes. Ah, yes. Go ahead on and praise him. The word is out. Yeah. The word is out. He is the forgiver of sins. No matter how dark, defiled, dank, and dirty your past is, the word is out that he can give you a fresh start. The doors of the church are open. As the deacons come and as you stand, if you're here this morning and if you want to become a part of this fellowship, why don't you come? Come on. If you came here looking for a church home, you don't have to look any further. We would love to have you. If you're here this morning, convicted of your sins, why don't you come? If you want to come as a candidate for baptism, why don't you come? He's waiting. Don't leave this place. Come on and join our fellowship. We would love to have you here at the Mount Zion Church. Come on and experience the change that God can give you in your life.
You have been listening to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church broadcast with Reverend Roger L. Green, Sr., pastor. We invite you to come and experience the change at our church, located